Some of Zimbabwe's university and college students will soon be enjoying a whole new way of learning, thanks to Econet's innovative new product, EcoSchool, a web-based application accessible from any Android-powered mobile phone or tablet. The CEO of Econet Services International, Darlington Mandiwenga, says EcoSchool, launched earlier this month in Harare, will increase students' access to learning materials such as books.
If you go to the libraries, the books are in short supply and students have to share the small number of books that are available. Secondly, from a cost perspective, when those books are available and they have to buy them, you know, most of them are considered to be expensive. So we decided to make sure that the content that they require is easily accessible and is accessible at an affordable price.
The mobile giant's new app, which further rubber stamps its standing as the largest tech player in Zimbabwe, enables students to browse more than 50 websites without using personal data. Students can also buy e-textbooks using EcoCash. Mandiwenga says the use of first-class technology serves a key purpose.
To ensure that the educational content is available to them instantly and on the go by digitizing it and making it available on any smart device like a mobile phone or a tablet.
Former Education Minister David Coulthard says while he accepts that e-learning, mobile technologies, and other such innovations are unavoidable, he says it is important for Econet to work closely with relevant ministries to ensure adherence to Zimbabwe's teaching standards.
In general terms, yes, these new technologies can enhance a child's education. My only concern would be that one cannot impose any curriculum or syllabus on children, and it's critically important that any systems like this be integrated and done with the consent and collaboration of the Ministry of Education.
Econet's Mandiwenga says they have engaged schools and jointly launched the EcoSchool pilot with the University of Zimbabwe's College of Health Sciences. He says this was necessary to ensure students' compliance with their product and affordability. The product costs $2 a month if you have your own phone or tablet, $6 for 2 years if you want to rent a tablet, and $135 for those wanting to buy their own tablet. Student groups like the Zimbabwe National Students Union have welcomed the product, saying it will help them stay abreast of the global technological wave. However, University of Zimbabwe Zinasu Chapter President Agency Gumbo worries that the cost may be high for students, many of who pay for their own education.
This is transport money for the whole week for some students who don't stay on campus. This is lunch money for the whole week for students who don't stay on campus. And to then think that some students are able to, you know, come up with a $6 at the end of the month to pay, you know, service is somewhat a difficult thought for other students. So, of course, we know that in the spirit of education, the students of Zimbabwe are hardworking. Some of them might be able to sacrifice a few lunch days to pay the $6, but it will not come without sacrifice.
Noting the financial challenges of some university students, Mandiwenga defends the cost, saying it's a bargain for students, especially on books.
On average, some of these books, let's take medical school, for example, some of the books are as high as $80 to buy the book. But with the negotiations that we have done with the publishers, we are, you know, saving up to 80% of the cost of the physical textbook in certain cases.
Despite the fear of the cost, some have embraced the app and see it as an essential tool for not only college students, but all students. Nigel Gambanga is an editor of TechZim, a news blog focusing on information technology.
Assuming that Econet does follow through with its plan to introduce the EcoSchool program to high school and primary school in the next stage, I'm assuming that e-learning and the digital learning experience is going to be available to a larger audience, particularly for, you know, the Zimbabwean setting. This is something that most people who've been trying to push the digital learning agenda have been struggling with, the vast uptake of a product or service that a lot of people can identify and relate to.
But with Zimbabwe's erratic power and network supply, can EcoSchool really help Zimbabwe students? Econet's Mandiwenga believes it will. Listen tomorrow for his response to the skeptics he says will soon be clamoring for his company's product. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Tatenda Gumbo.